Everybody.
大家下午好。
Children can go to Sunday school.
主日学的孩子们，你们可以去主日学了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Can you hear me?
大家能听到我吗、
yeah. Praise the Lord. Welcome everybody online.
欢迎网上的弟兄姊妹们。
I have a question today.
我今天要问你们一个问题。
Can we see the next slide, please?
让我们来看一看下一名字。我们今天的
道题。 Do we be a good person, or do we do the right thing?
你是想做好人，还是想做对事呢？
It's a very simple question, but in fact, it actually makes you think.
虽然是个很简单的问题，但是会让你来好好思考。
So today, when we explore this, we realize maybe perhaps certain things we need to really rethink.
当我们今天认真来学习这件事情的时候，我们会发现这个事情是需要反思的。
You know, in society and when we are growing up, we always want to be a good person.
在世上，你们长大的时候，你们总是被教导要做一个好人。
And a good person does good things.
然后你觉得一个好人呢，就会做很对的事情。
And does the right things.
做很正确的事情。
But that's according to humanity.
但是这是按照人的方法说的。
What we thought was good in the past is no longer good.
我们曾经以为的好事，现在已经不再是好事了。
Right? What we thought was the right thing to do in the past is no longer right today.
我们曾经以为是正确的事情该做的，现在已经觉得不对了。
So we are always changing.
所以我们一直在变化。
So what is good?
那什么是好事呢？
What is right?
什么到底是正确的事呢？
And that's the problem of humanity.
那人类一直在这个问题上面
有挣扎。Ever since the Garden of Eden, with Adam and Eve chose to eat the fruit of good and evil.
从伊甸园，亚当和夏娃开始吃善恶树的果子时候就开始了。
So that they can choose what is good and what is evil.
因为从那时开始，他们就自己来选择什么是善，什么是恶。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们说
，something different.
事情是不一样的。
God has His own standard.
神有他自己的标准。
Because God is good.
因为神就是一个好的神。
It is not a decision.
这不是一个决定。
It is not a choice.
也不是一个选择。
It is not a knowledge.
也不是一个知识。
It is His attribute.
是他自己的本性和特征。
It is His character.
这就是神自己的品行和特征。
God does good things because He is good.
神做的事情就是好的，对的事情，因为他是一个好的神。
The devil does bad things because he is evil.
那魔鬼就会做坏事情，因为他是坏的。
God does not choose to do good because he has to do good.
于神而言，这不是一个选择，他不需要来选择做好事。于他来说，他所做的就叫做好事。
So God is good to me.
所以神对我很好。
God is good to you.
神对你们也很好。
Because he does nothing else.
因为他什么其他的都不用做。
Because he is good.
因为他本身就是良善的神。
If the sun shines, it can do nothing else but to shine.
如果太阳就是来发光的话，他什么都不需要做，他发光就好了。
So for us, being good and doing right is a choice.
所以，但对我们人来说呢，要做好事似乎是一个选择了。
For God, that's who he is.
但是于神而言，根本不用选。
God loves us because he is love.
神爱我们，因为他本身的特性就是爱。
Because God doesn't change, because He is unchanging.
神不会改变，是因为他本身就是一个不变的神。
That means when God wrote His word into the Bible, He's never going to change.
所以在圣经里面，我们记载到的神的话语也不会改变。
So what God writes in the Bible, or what is good and right, is never going to change.
所以在圣经上面所说的什么是好，什么是坏，也不会改变。
2,000 years ago, when the scriptures was first written.
2000年前，当刚开始有圣经出现的时候，
God did not produce other editions.
神并没有给一个多余的版本，
other updates.
或者多余的一个新更新的版本，
because it moved on with time.
因为时间在往前走，
God's goodness has not changed.
神的良善却永远不会变，
We've changed.
而是我们在变，人在变。
Amen. And so when we come to the question,
所以当我们来看到这个问题的时候，
being a good person versus doing the right thing,
做好人还是做对事呢？
Can sometime not meet with it, can be in the disagreement.
这两者之间可以互相矛盾的。
Amen. So what does God ask us to do?
所以神想让你们做什么呢?
To be good people?
是要当好人呢?
Or to do the right thing?
还是做对事呢?
You see, the church has been focused on so much of being the good community, being good people.
那教会呢,就一直在说要做好人,做一个好的团体。
Have we achieved that?
那我们真的有成功的做到好人和做到一个好的社区了吗?
Because what we think is good,
因为我们以为的好,
society called us evil.
世界的人却说这是邪恶的。
Isn't that what we see today?
是不是我们今天有经历到这样的事情呢?
So did God call the church to be focused on being good people?
所以神是真的让你们来专注当个好人吗?
Because if we are focusing on what we think is good people, we could be completely outside God's, what God thinks.
因为当我们只是专注要做一个好人的时候，我们可以完全的违背了神的旨意。
And the Bible uses the word righteousness.
圣经里面用到了义，公义这个字。
Being righteous means walking, thinking, behaving in accordance to what God wants.
那公义的真正的意思就是当我们所言所行所做的任何事情都是按照神的旨意在做。
Originally, the word righteousness was translated as right witness.
那以前公义这个词呢翻译的不太好。
Sorry, no, right wiseness.
以前的这个公义是被翻译成一个公正的智慧。
In other words, our thinking, our wisdom is right.
所以很多人就会觉得，哦，是我的智慧会让我告诉我什么是智慧，是正确的事情来做。
So Bible calls righteousness is a God's standard.
所以当圣经里面用到公义的词的时候，是按照神的标准，不是人的标准。
And that's why society today has a lot of problems with the Bible.
所以啊，现在的社会里面都会对圣经有很大的问题。
Soon you won't be able to buy your Bible from Amazon.
以后你可能在 Amazon, 亚马逊都买不到圣经了。
Because the world will find it so detestable.
因为世界上对圣经来说是很有敌意的。
Because every time when the society looks into the Bible, it's a mirror to shine, to reflect how far we are from God.
因为世上的人当他们来看看圣经的时候，就会发现这么强烈的对比，我们跟神的标准竟然差这么远。
So righteousness is our conduct in relation to God and His Word.
所以公义的意思是我们的品行行为按照神的旨意而行。
Now, the Bible wants us to be good people.
那圣经里面呢，好似要讲我们要做好人。
And want us to do good things.
让我们做好事。
And do the right things.
然后做对的事。
But can we?
但是我们真的能吗?
What does the Bible actually tell us to do?
那圣经里面其实真的在叫你做什么呢?
So in Luke chapter 18 verse 18,
那我们看看路加福音18章18节。
Jesus meets a young ruler.
耶稣呢就碰到了一个官。
You know, if you're looking at your K-drama, he's the rich, young, handsome guy.
如果你喜欢看电视剧的话，你会发现他就是那个高富帅，
很
有官。
Heir to the next big corporation.
他肯定是一个什么什么大总裁呀，什么的儿子、后裔之类的。
He's the crown prince.
或者他是那种王子，可能是等待着做王子的人。
Hallelujah. All our sisters want to marry one.
都是我们就姐妹人心中的白马王子。
But so here's the rich ruler. Everybody's wow, look at him.
那这里面就有这么一个年轻的官员，他呢就所有的人都比较向上看齐他。
And he's a bit of a self-centered guy, saying, "Yeah, I'm cool."
那这个高富帅呢，他就觉得自己还真的挺帅的，然后感觉也自我良好。
And he has a view of himself being very righteous.
然后他自己也自认为感觉呢，我很公义的一
个人。So he comes along and says to Jesus, "Rabbi."
所以他在这里对耶稣来说，良善的老师啊。
No, he's actually said, "Good teacher."
这里面讲到的是善良的老师啊。
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
他问我要做什么事情才能承受永生呢?
See, what he wanted Jesus to reply to, he said,
那你猜猜他其实想让耶稣怎么回答他?
Son, you don't need to worry.
你不用担心儿子。
Because you are perfect.
你太完美了，做得太好了。
Because that's how he responded to Jesus, said, since I was young, I've been observing the laws of God.
因为他后面的后文你就能看到他一直在耶稣的面前夸口，从小到大我是怎么样遵循律法当个大好人的。
Instead, Jesus replied.
然后，但是耶稣的回答却不一样。我们看看十九节。
And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good?"
说你为什么要称我是良善的呢
？You see, Jesus wasn't addressing his question; was addressing why do you call me good?
耶稣没有直接回答他的问题，却反问他：你为什么要称我是良善的
？No one is good except God.
他说除了神以外就没有良善的。
Now this verse is only understood of what I just said.
那这个圣经是。我们刚才看到我们前文的圣经要联系起来哦。
It didn't say that Jesus wasn't good.
我们没有在说耶稣不好。
But he said the one who is good, because it is part of his attribute, because it's who he is, can only be God.
我们说到的这个善良的只有一位，因为只有神才有这样的善良的品性。
We have to understand.
我们需要明白。
Only God is good.
我们明白，当我们讲到良善的时候，只有神才
配得。Because that is part of who he is.
因为这就是神的本性特征。
Being good is not part of who we are.
但是良善这个词根本就不是你我的秉性
和特征。We can only copy God.
我们只能去效仿神。
We are not the original copy.
我们自己却不是那个原。
We can only try to be good.
我们只能想尽办法的做个好人。
You understand? We are made in the image of good. We have the capacity to be good, but only God is good.
大家明白吗？虽然我们按照神的形象所造，所以有这个潜力做好人，但是到此为止，我们是在说神才是那个唯一的良善。
Because the sooner we grasp this truth.The more happier we can be.
因为当我们真要懂得这一点的时候，我们才会真的开始喜乐起来。
Because otherwise, you're forever judging yourself.
要不然的话，你就会一直自我批评，说：“哎呀，我怎么老是做不到圣经吗
？”Am I good enough?
我到底有没有这么好
？Am I good enough?
我到底不太好吧
？In other words, according to Jesus, even the very best of us.
那也按照耶稣的话来说，那就算是你们当中挑出一个最好的。
Is not cannot call ourselves good.
都不配自称良善
Because it's not part of our attribute.
因为这根本就不是你我生命中的品性
It's not our nature.
并不是我们的天性
That's why when people say people are basically good, is wrong.
所以当很多人自称我是一个善良的人，是错的
People have the capacity, have the ability to copy.
是你们
to allow God's goodness to flow through our lives.
是的，你们是有这样子的潜力去效法神，让神的良善慢慢的进入我们里面。
But none of us.
但是我们却没有一个人敢说。
Even the very best of us.
就算你是自认为最善良的人，也不敢，也不能这样说。
The title, the noun, the attribute of being good.
却不能拿着这样子的一个。名字来说我是良善的
Because we need saving.
因为我们你我都需要救恩
We are fallen.
我们已经堕落了
Our nature is a sinful nature.
我们的天性是一个堕落的罪性
We need Jesus.
我们需要耶稣
To make us good.
是让我们真成为那一份良善
We become good because of Jesus.
让我们成为良善是因为主耶稣
When I stand before God, it's not because I'm good, it's because Jesus.
当我站在神的面前的时候，我可不会大言不惭地说我是善良的。
Being、
我说，
God,
因为耶稣基督这一位神
，that lives in me，
他在我的里面
，that cleanses me with His blood，
他在我的里面用宝血洗净。
I qualify heaven because He is good。
我配得来到神的面前，因为耶稣是良善的。
And that His righteousness，
因为耶稣是公义的
，has become my righteousness。
所以耶稣的公义才成为了我的公义。
Hallelujah。We have to understand that.
所以我们要明白这一点。
We have to accept that.
我们也需要接受这一
点。Otherwise, as Christians, we're constantly being accused by the devil. We hear the devil's voice. You're really bad.
那要不然，作为基督徒的那一生，你就会一直在一种自我谴责当中啊，你做的不够好。
Or we're sitting there looking at another person. He's really good.
或者你会看到别人说，哦，那个人很好哎。
Paul says, even I do not judge myself.
保罗说，连我自己都不被自都不对自己论断。
First Corinthians chapter 4, I think verse 3 or 4, 2 to 3, he said, even I do not judge myself.
哥林多前书四章二到三节，保罗说，连我自己都不论断自己。
Because he said, I leave it until the last, until when he meets God. God will judge him.
他说, 我一直活到等我见神的那一刻, 要神亲自来审判我。
Does that mean we can do anything we like?
那这个是代表说你想做什么就做什么了吗?
That's not it.
那当然不是。
We will do good. We will be good. We will become good if we allow God to live in us.
如果我们要所谓的当好和良善的人的话, 那我们需要神真的住在我们里面。
Amen. Leave it to God.
让我们把这个事情交给神。
Leave it to God to make us good.
让神来做这个使我们良善的这位工。
That's not the focus.
这个不是专注。
The Bible is asking us to focus on doing the right thing.
所以圣经所教的是要我们做一个正确的事。
You see, Hebrews chapter 11 mentions a whole list of heroes.
那在希伯来书11章里面列举了各样的信心伟人。
And Abraham, who do you believe he's good?
那亚伯拉罕, 你觉得他是好人吗?
Okay, if we had to make a decision, yeah, he's a good man.
那我们会需要做一个决定说,哦,对对,他是好人。
Joseph, yeah, he's a good man.
你会说,哦,约瑟是好人吗? 嗯,他是好人。
And no one would disagree with that.
可能都不会有人来反对我说的是吗?
And then we come across to Moses as we read the chapter 11.
然后当我们继续来读，一直读到希伯来书十一章讲到摩西的时候，
He's good as well.
哦，他也是好人。
But then,
然后你会发现，
we come across Rahab the prostitute.
然后呢，就会有一个亚拿的这个妓女。
All her life she was a prostitute.
她的一生都是当了妓女。
Is she good?
她是一个好人吗？
How come she ended in the same list as Abraham and Moses and Joseph?
那他要是好人的话，他怎么会在这么多好人的这个列表当中呢？
So why is it that the Bible commends them?
那为什么圣经会来把他们做表彰一样的列举出来？
See, the Bible is not commending whether they're good or not. They're commending whether they did right or wrong.
圣经不是在表扬他们是好人还是坏人，而是在说他们做对了事。
You see, in fact, most of the characters that we feel are great.
所以很多我们看圣经的时候觉得，哎，这些人都不错啊。
The Bible does not commend David committed adultery.
但是圣经里面却不会说，哦，大卫王犯了奸淫罪。
The Bible does not commend that.
圣经都不提这个事情，你们发现。
The Bible does not commend Moses murdering.
圣经也没有提摩西有杀人哦。
Or Abraham lying.
或者亚伯拉罕有撒谎哦。
In the same list.
在同样的这个表彰大会里面,
the name Samson appears.
连三孙这个人都出现了。
Now Samson is a really bad character.
那三孙这个人其实挺负面的。
Why is he in chapter 11?
他怎么都在这个第十一章成了表彰大会的人物?
In other words, if Samson could make the list, if Rahab the prostitute can make the list, we can make the list.
那我要是觉得，如果参孙这样子的人，或者是像亚拿妓女这样子的人，都能够在十一章里面，那你我也可以在十一章里面呢。
So what did they do that was right?
所以他们到底做对了什么？
That the Bible commend them.
能够配得在第十一章里面出现呢？
They have faith in God.
是他们的信心。
Because Rahab had faith in God.
亚拿这个妓女，她是有信心的女人。
She did the right thing.
她在神面前做了义的事情。
What did she do that was right?
她在神面前做了什么样的义事？好事。
She assisted the spies to come into the land.
她帮助了一个探子去看到了那个美地。
What did Samson do right?
那三孙又做对了什么事情？
He killed the Philistine.
他杀了非利士坦的人。
Because God wanted him to do that.
因为这是合着神的旨意来做的。But
we said, whoa, killing is wrong.
然后我们会马上来评断来说，哇，杀人是错的。
It is wrong.
是杀人是错的。Unless
God tell you to do it.
但除非神的旨意如此了。
Now, please, let me put a disclaimer. Don't go home and then murder your husband.
那我今天还得再,
God told me so.
千万不要回家以后对你的丈夫然后 产生了谋杀，然后说今天是因为听到牧师讲的谋杀。
No, I didn't say that, right? I didn't say that.
我可没有让你回家去谋杀亲夫。
So you are my witness, okay?
你们都听到了，我没有说。
I'm saying sometimes God could tell us to do things that man would consider as wrong.
所以我想强调的是，神有时候叫你所做的事情，可能在你自己的认知当中还以为是错事。
You know, a disobedient son, according to Moses' law, should be stoned.
那不顺服这件事情，按照摩西的律法来说，就应该被石头砸死。
If that's still true today,
如果今天这个律法还算数的话
，I'm telling you, not many people are left.
你们今天就不会坐在这里了。
Hallelujah. What happens? You say, take him to the city gate, tell the elders, right? This rotten son of mine is disobedient.
你唯一需要做的就是把你拉到那个外面去刑场上面，就说哎，这个人他不顺服了，石头砸死他。
And when they pick up the stone, it's not little pebbles, it's big stones.
你要知道，犹太人他们所说的石头可不是那种小石粒子哟，可是超大的可以砸死人的石头。
Cricket balls
是那种很大的一个这么大的石头。
And then everybody launch and you won't survive.
你想想，这么多的石头全部砸向你，你肯定是活不成的。
And that was parental discipline.
这个是叫做父母的管教。
So glad things moved on.
我很高兴这个年代不用再有这样的管教
了。You see, even Cyrus was commended by God of being his anointed one.
那因为以前那个沙拉他以前也会这样子被主说为是一个好人的这个列表。
Now Cyrus was a non-believer.
他以前是一个不信主的人。
Nebuchadnezzar was a wicked king.
那个尼布甲尼撒王也是个很坏的王。
Yet God used them.
但是神仍然用他们。
Do you understand?
你们知道吗?
God is interested in do you do the things that he wants you to do?
所以神最关心的问题是你所做的事情是不是在他的旨意中要你做的?
God's focus is on do we obey his word? Do we listen to him? Do we do the things that he wants?
神最在乎的就是你是否听清楚他的旨意，顺服他的旨意，按照神的旨意在做。
But our focus is, am I good enough?
但是你我的专注点却错在每次会想，哎，我有没有做对啊？我是不是好人？
I need to be better person.
我还要当一个更好更好的人。
We're so focused on us.
我们的专注点错误在一直看着自己。
And we've forgotten to do.
却忘了去做。
You see, when we God uses Nebuchadnezzar and Cyrus, we say, God, you are unrighteous because they are. Bad person.
当我们看到神去用刚才我们所说的两个负面的圣经人物的时候，你会发现，你会说，哦，原来神这么坏，你连这样的人都用的。
But instead, we should be thinking, God, they did the right thing for you.
反而你应该说，主啊，这两个人虽算不上好人，可是他们为你做事情，他们做对了。
God can use anybody on the earth.
这是为什么神在这个世上可以使用任何一个人。
Even people that we don't say we doesn't deserve to be used.
就连那些在你我眼中觉得不配得的。
Because we are so focused and judging on the person.
因为我们太多的关注在去审判论断一个人。
Rather than their obedience in doing what God wants.
而没有去认真的看到他对神的。
Some of the things that God wants to do upon the earth, He's using non-believers to do it.
所以有的时候，当神实在要在世上做点事情的时候，他宁可用那些不信主的人来做。
Because the church refused to do it.
因为他的教会不顺服他。
Because according to the church eyes, we're not good.
因为在教会的弟兄姊妹眼中会觉得，哎呀，我都不是好人。
Do you now see why the Lord? You see.God is asking us to focus on what is right.
所以神想让我们做的是什么是对的事。
So when you serve the Lord, you have this attitude.
所以当你来侍奉神的时候，你就有这样子的态度了。
I'm not a good person.
说我不是一个好人。
Amen. God is using me to preach not because I'm a good person.
神呢今天叫我在这里讲道，不是因为我是好人。
Because I'm doing the right thing.
是因为我在做一个对的事。
Hallelujah.Hallelujah. And so, James chapter 4 verse 17 says,
所以雅各书四章十七节说道,
So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin.
所以人若知道该行善而不去行,这就是他的罪了。
Now that really makes us think, doesn't it?
这个会让你我觉得反思很久，是不是？
The reason why we miss these kind of verses is because we're so focused on being good.
因为我们有时候会看了这些经文，就像没看一样，是因为我们太过专注于自己是不是好人。
I'm a good person, therefore I deserve to be blessed.
哦，因为我是一个好人、善良的人，所以我才要受到祝福的。
I am blessed is because I'm a child of God, because Christ saved me.
其实你我受祝福是纯属是因为我们得到救恩，成为了神的儿女。
Not because of what?Not because I'm good.
并不是因为我们做了什么大好事。
So the Bible says, if you know the right thing to do. If God told you to do something and you don't do it, what happened?
所以圣经里面怎么说？他说，如果你知道该行善而不去行，会怎么样？
It's a rebellion.
这个叫做叛逆。
Disobedience.
叫做叛逆，不顺服。
It is sinful.
就叫做罪了。
It's hard to take.
很听了很难受，会不会？
Because I do it often.
因为我们都这样子。
And the Lord tell me to do something, even though sometimes I can hear, and I say no, Lord.
我都有时候会有神说要我去做点什么，我就算是听到了神说要我做什么，我也会说，哎呀，不要，不要。
And I spend the next day, the next hour, the next month arguing why God is wrong.
然后我就会用下面的几个小时、几天、几个月的时间，一直在跟神在争辩，为什么这个决定不太好。
There are times when I say, God, I don't think you're that good.
我有时候还会跟神说，主啊，你这个决定是不对的。
No, according to my experience.
按照我的经历来说，你这样行是不对的。
Sometimes I say, God.
有的时候还跟神说
Many people say that you are even better than the earthly fathers. I disagree.
然后我会说，主啊，有时候别人都说你比世上的父亲还要好，我才不同意呢。
You see, when I see my children hurting, I run to them straight away.
我说，我当我看到我的孩子受伤了，我马上跑去扶起他们。
But you seem to take your time.
可是主啊，你却好像很愿意磨磨蹭蹭的。
Don't you think sometimes God seems to take a long time?
你们是不是有时候有经历到觉得主做事有点磨磨蹭蹭的？
Amen. You see, we are constantly judging.
因为我们一直在这样子的论断着。
And then Proverbs chapter 21 verse 2-3 says,
箴言二十一章二到三节说
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
人一切所行的在自己眼中看为正直。
But the Lord weighs the heart.
但唯有耶和华衡量人心。
To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice.
行公义和公平比献祭更蒙耶和华悦纳。
But we are so stuck on.
但是我们却一直专注在
what we think is right, what we think is good.
我们却一直专注在自己自以为义的那份义里面。
Let's give up on that idea.
让我们来放弃自己的那份义吧。
And let the Bible educate us.
让这个圣经来重新来
教导我们。Renew our minds.
来教育我们，来洗我们的脑袋。
What is good?
让我们真的知道。
What is right?
在神眼中，
到底什么是善。And whatever is right, that's what we do.
如果在神眼中是真的善和公义，才做。
You see, when I was meditating on this sermon, the other day, I was going through with my wife.
当我在准备我今天的讲道的时候，我和我的妻子在一起谈论今天的讲道内容。
Sometimes she hears the sermon first.
所以常常我的太太会提前听到我的讲道内容。
And I said, Suzanne, I'm not sure if I should say this, preach this.
然后我就跟我的妻子说，我可能不太确定我是不是要讲到这个点。
I feel the Holy Spirit stirring my heart.
可是我又觉得圣灵一直在里面催促我，搅动我。
I said, I don't know how people will take it.
我不知道别人会，我说我不知道别人会怎么想这样的说法。
Because it really knocks our idea.
因为这个会让你们有个很大的。思想颠覆。
Confirmation then came.
然后我就拿到了一个确信。
And as we walked outside, we saw a plaque.
然后我出门的时候，我就看到一个牌子。
Doing the right thing.
做正确的事。
Is not doing the easy.
说做正确的事情，并不会是最容易做的一件事情。
Now, when if you want to say the Holy Spirit speak.That's as loud as you can get.
那你要是说哦，圣灵会跟我讲话，那今天给你的这个见证呢，就是大声跟我说话的意思了。
But it also says, "It's easier to choose or the easy."
那这个话的意思就是在说，要选择一个容易做的事情，这种选择当然是容易的。
Doing the right thing sometimes could mean doing something difficult.
做一件对的事情，有的时候是很难去做的。
For example,
比如说
，Sorry.
说对不起这件事
is the right thing to do.
肯定是一个正确的事情，对不对
？Apologizing is the right thing to say.
向人道歉这件事情永远是一件正确的事情去做。
But it's not easy.
但是与很多人来说，这个就不太容易做了。
Forgiving,
比如说宽恕。
God tells us to forgive.
神叫我们来宽恕。
It's the right thing to do.
这肯定是一件正确的事情，对不对
？Not because you're good.
不是因为你是好不好
人的问题。Not because he's bad.
不是因为对方就不是好人。
It's because it is the right thing to do.
是因为这个是一个正确的事情需要做。
Because the Bible tells us to forgive.
因为圣经教导我们要我们宽恕。
But is it easy?
这件事情容易做吗
？It's hard.
很难。
Sometimes doing the right thing is not the easiest thing to do.
所以做一件对的事情不一定是件很容易的事了。
But it is the right thing.
但一定是正确的事情。
Who tells you to forgive?
谁会叫你来宽恕？
Will the world tell you to forgive?
世上的人会教导你宽恕这个概念吗？
No, the word of God tells you to forgive.
只有神的话语才会教导你这
样的概念。And that is why righteousness comes. Only the scripture tells us what's right and wrong.
所以只有这圣经的经文才会告诉你我什么到底是耶和华眼中正确的事。
And that's why the Bible encourages us to walk in the God's righteousness.
所以圣经就鼓励我们来行在神的义里面。
You see, otherwise, we are confused.
要不然的话，我们就会很莫名其妙了。
Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 said, Woe, he's talking about people in the future. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil and put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put their bitterness for sweet.And sweet for bitterness.
以赛亚书五章二十节讲到未来的人说：“祸哉，那些称恶为善，称善为恶，以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人。”
How many of us agree this verse?
大家是不是同意
？Describes our society now.
这个经文就是在描述我们现在所在的社会。
According to most the people who are in this world, what I preach most Sundays is evil.
所以在这世上的观点来说，我基本上每周的讲道都是恶的。
Because it is so much against what society wants to think.
因为是它是反，感觉像是一个反社会的一个讲道。
What's good?And what's evil?
到底什么是恶，什么是善呢？
That's why we know Jesus is coming back soon.
所以我们知道耶稣再来了，快来了。
Because I don't think the world can be fixed.
因为我觉得这个世界是不可能再变得再好的。
If we have confused little children with what's good and evil, we've got no hope.
如果我们真的按照世上的这样的方式去教我们的孩子什么是善，什么是恶，那我们就真的没有希望了。
And we need Jesus to come back.
我们真是需要耶稣的再来了。
But you and me.Who are believers, we can fix our minds.
但是你和我是神的子民，所以我们是可以来修剪我们的头脑的认知的。
And put up with the persecution.
我们包括还要面对一些所谓的逼迫。
And the criticism.
还有人的批评。
Amen. We stick to what the Bible says good.
我们要信耶圣经里面所教的
什么叫善，
什么叫恶。
Amen. So the Bible also it commends us.Encourage us in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 he says seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness
所以啊在马太福音六章里面圣经就会教我们说让我们寻求神的国和神的义
Now what does that mean?
是什么意思呢
Because he told us not to worry
因为这个圣经当时是在教我们不要忧虑
He told us God will look after us
说神会来照顾我们的
And will provide for us
会为我们提供的
Amen. For us to experience that,
所以当我们要真的来经历这样的事情的时候
I tell you, brothers and sisters, to experience God's provision,
去经历神真实的提供
is liberating.
是非常得自由的
If you realize,
所以当你会觉得
you know, what the world tells you is not quite accurate.
是你会意识到原来世上的人的做法和他们所说的
并不正确 To be successful,
所以要成为一个成功之人
You don't have to do well in your education. You don't have to get a university degree.
并不代表你一定要是在教育方面一定做得很好拿过最高的学历
Certainly when I grew up, they didn't tell me that.
那我在长大的时候就没有人跟我说这样的事实
In my entire year, only 5 people went to university.
在我整个当时的一学年只有5个人上了大学
So what happened to all my classmates?
那我剩下的那些同学是不是怎么样呢
None of them felt I need to go to university in order to have a future.
他们所有剩下的人都没有人觉得说哦，我不上大学我就没有未来了
Because that's not what they were taught.
因为他们从来就不是这样被教的。
What I'm telling you now today is my generation. That's what I was taught.
所以在我的那个年代，这是他们对我说的话。
That the people could make a living by getting other things, doing other things, being trained in other things.
那个时候我们可以有一个好的工作，不一定说是有好学历的，但是还有很多别的方法，有很多培训。
In our entire year, only 5 people went to university.
所以我的那个学年就只有5个人上了大学。
And I was one of them.
然后我是其中的一个。
Why?
为什么？
Because the Chinese say, if you don't go to university, you'll be a beggar.
因为中国的文化告诉我说，你要是不上大学的话，你就会当乞丐，你就不可能成功。
But now it's upgraded.
但是现在呢却提高了。
If you don't get 3 A stars,
如果现在在说，如果你不拿到
If you don't get a first class degree,
如果你不拿到最高
贵 If you don't go to the best university,
如果你没有去到最好最好的大学
You have no hope,
你就没有希望了。
Amen? Do you understand?
你们明白吗？
So children are brought up, oh, I got 3 A's, I'm going to be a beggar.
所以孩子们就会觉得，哎呀，那我今天只拿到了三个 A， 那看样子我要当乞丐了。
Then the marketing advertising say, if you're not beautiful looking like this Barbie doll, you're never gonna find Mr. Right.
是啊，市场上更加教你们是错的。他们会说，如果你长得不像这个杂志上面所画的这个漂亮的女人这样的话，你就找不到你的老公了。
You end up marrying Mr. Wong.
然后你就会找不到正确的老公，就会嫁到错误的渣男。
Do you see, we are kind of brainwashed people in a certain way.
所以我们就会，世界上的人就会常常这样子被洗脑，然后有错误的认知。
And so, if we take that kind of mentality into the kingdom of God,
如果我们把这样子的错误认知带进神的国的话，
our focus is all focused on what man thinks is good, what man thinks is right.
那所有的人的专注都只是关乎于人觉着什么是好的，什么是善的。
And the church will always think,What do other people think about us?
所以那教会就总会在担心说，哎呀，那其他的人是怎么看我们的呀？
Oh, let's be good to society. Let's do all the charity work for them.
哦呀，那就让我们当大好人吧，在这个社会上做一个大好人，让他们觉得我们好。
And then forgot.
然后完全忘记。
To preach the gospel.
连传福音的事情都忘了。
To cast out demons.
去赶鬼的事情也忘了。
Oh, no, Pastor, don't cast out demons.
哦，千万不。敢说这样的话，怎么能说赶鬼这种话呢？
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when someone's demons being cast out, it doesn't look pretty.
那我跟你们说，如果你要看到真的赶鬼的场景的话，那个人就再不能漂亮了。
And so what happened?
因为为什么？
We hide all the right things under the carpet.
他们会把所有的自己的不干净的东西都放在地毯底下。
And we change our songs.
然后会改变我们的歌。
We worship ourselves.
然后我们来自我敬拜。
Instead of God.
然后而不是敬拜神。
If you don't believe me, look at the worship song. Look at how many times me.
那你们来，要不相信我的话，你们来看看现在的很多敬拜歌，里面是不是唱的都是我？
It's him.
应该唱的是他。
That's why we call it singing hymns.
这是为什么我们说的这个诗歌这个词的英文里面有一个他那个词。
Hallelujah. And the altar.Meant to be for repentance.
那祭坛呢？其实是给人来忏悔用的。
And now our mentality is to kneel down there because we want to alter him.
那我们其实会被人曲解成哦，因为他的
祭坛的名字里面
有一个改变这个意思，所以就会被人误解成我要改变我的老公，改变我的老婆等等。
How we are now twisting things.And now confuse what's good.
所以人就是这样子来不停地改变一个词义，到自己最后都搞得莫名其妙。
Let's close with Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 18.
所以我们来看看生命记，以这个来结束，生命记第六章十八节。
You see, before the Israelites entered the promised land, this is what Moses said to them several times.
所以在以色列人还没有进入迦南美地之前，摩西对他们说了这一番话很多次了。
This is the right advice for Israel. It is right for us.
那这个如果对以色列人来说是个很好的建议，那对于你我当今来说还是很好的建议。
So verse 18 said, "And you shall do what is right and good."
十八节说
"In the sight of the Lord, not in sight of man, in sight of the Lord."
这里面讲到是耶和华眼中，我们行看为正直和美善的事情。特别讲到的是耶和华的眼中，不是人的眼中。
Why?
为什么？
That it may go well with you.
他说这样子，你要是遵行的话，你就会得福。
How many of us want a good life?
那你们是不是都想一个蒙福的生命？
A good career.
想一个好的工作。
Amen. Then we got to do the right thing.
那你们要做的就是一个正确的事情。
So that it may be well with you.
然后一切都会好。
And that you may go in.
然后他说你可以进去。
And go in and take possession of the good land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers.
说你可以进去得耶和华向你列祖起誓应许的美地。
Amen. Obviously, something's wrong today.
大家看不到经文了。
Amen. Let's go back to that verse, can we?
好, 我们回到,
let's read this again.
让我们来再看看,
and you shall what? Do what is right and what is good.
这里面我们看看, 再看一遍, 耶和华眼中看为正直和美善这两个字,
in the sight of the Lord.
要是耶和华的眼中哦,
so that here's how we get blessed, so that it might go well with us.
就是要耶和华眼中的事情, 我们行了, 遵行了, 就得福,
as we enter into life,
就可以进去得耶和华的美地,
take possession,
我们可以向列祖启示, 应许的, 进去得到,
that which Christ gave for us.
是神已经应许了要给我们的,
我们可以进去得到的。 You notice I just interpreted the verse for you.
你知道我刚才就是已经把这个经文解释给你听。
If we do the right things,
如果你做一个正确的事情,
our lives will go well for us.
你们自然就得福。
And not only will it go well for us, we will take possession.
不光你是要得福, 你还可以进去得着,
of our inheritance,
得着你的应许,
of what belongs to God,
得着那本, 得, 就是应许神给你的,
and what belongs to us.
关于神的和你的, 都有。
Amen. Because God wants to give us our possession.
因为神想把属于我们的都给回我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord.
主啊, 我们谢谢你。
And we ask, O God, that you set us free.
主啊, 你今天来释放我们。
That God, only you are good.
主啊, 只有你才是良善的神。
And Lord, it is you who make us good.
主啊, 也只有你才让我能够成为良善。
Help us, Lord,
主啊, 帮助我们,
to do the right things,
来做着正确的事情,
to walk in righteousness,
让我们在神的义里面行走,
Lord, to be obedient to your word.
主啊, 在顺服你的话语。
Hallelujah. Father, Amen. I just pray that every one of us,
父啊, 我们今天祷告, 我们当中的每一位,
will receive your word,
都会能真的接受到你的话语,
and will take possession,
然后能够得着, 被你得着,
that which you want to give to us,
得着你所要给我们的应许。
So help us to walk right,
主啊, 让我们进入正确的事情,
and to do right,
做着正确的事情。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Let's all stand,
让我们一起起立。
Let's all stand,
让我们起立。
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord. Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sing that again. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Of the goodness of God.
Lord, bless every family.
主啊，祝福每一个家庭。
May we hold close to you into our hearts.
主啊，让我们的心和你越来越亲近。
And may we walk in your way.
让我们走在你的旨意当中。
We worship you, Lord.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Hallelujah.
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 Just allow the Holy Spirit to touch our lives.
允许圣灵在我们当中来触摸我们。
Yield to him.
在他的面前。
Really sense the Holy Spirit is already healing the inner man, the inner heart of people.
如果你觉得到圣灵在医治你里面的那个人的话。
You feel the warmth of the Lord touching you.
你感受到神圣的灵，神的灵在触摸你。
He's speaking to you.
他在对你说话。
That we are good because of Christ.
我们是因为神的良善才良善的。
So God is now encouraging us.
所以神今天在鼓励我们。
Forgive.
来饶恕人。
Forgive.
饶恕。
Love.
来爱。
Do the right thing.
做正确的事情。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we forgive all our enemies.
主啊，我们饶恕所有得罪我们的人。
People who offended us.
曾经那些冒犯过我们的人。
Lord, we release them.
主啊，我们释放他们。
We set them free.
我让他们得自由。
Father, I let go of my hurts.
主啊，我把我的伤害放手。
I let go of my pain.
我放手我的痛苦。
I let go of my nightmares.
我放手我的噩梦。
I speak freedom in my life.
主啊，你让自由来在我的里面。
Because I'm doing the right thing.
因为我们在这里做正确的事情。
For letting go.
为了放手。
Father, heal me, Lord.
主啊，来医治我们。
Set me free.
让我们真得自由了。
For I am yours.
我们是属于你的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just remain standing. The Holy Spirit is now really touching now.
让我们一直专注在神这里，圣灵还在我们当中做工，在触摸你我。
Yield to him. As he speaks to you.
他会在对你说话。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nightmares go.
奉耶稣基督的名，
Anxiety,
噩梦出去。
Depression go.
抑郁出去。
Oppression be gone.
压迫出去。
Be free.
得自由。
You are loved.
你是被爱的。
Especially the young people, God is saying to you, I love you.
特别是年轻人，神在告诉你，他真的爱你。
You are already good because of my son.
你是良善的，因为你是我的儿子。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is inviting you.
神在邀请你们。
To know him.
来更多的认识他。
To know his goodness.
去认识主的良善。
His kindness.
还有他的好。
You see, you may have suffered injustice.
你也许会觉得有很多事情不公平。
And yet you are totally right.
然后你觉得哦，你是真的是有道理的。
You seek justice.
你自己看到了这样的公义。
You seek justice.
你在寻找这样的公义。
But the Lord is saying to you.
但是今天主却对你说。
Be kind to them.
让你以良善待他人。
Forgive them.
饶恕他们。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
We will do that.
主啊，我们会按照你的旨意而行。
We want to live in peace.
我们想在平安之中。
We want to live right.
我们就要在做对的事。
We want to take possession.
我们就会要去进入得着。
We want our freedom.
我们需要我们的自由。
We want our peace.
我们需要我们的真平安。
We want our lives back.
我们需要我们的生命。
Father, restore our lives.
主啊，你来恢复我们的生命。
Give back to us, Lord, what the enemy has stolen.
主啊，凡是从敌人那掳掠去的，你全部都给还我们了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Parents, do not condemn yourself.
父母们不要自我谴责。
Do not judge yourself.
不要自我谴责。
You have only done what you have to do.
你所能做的，你做了。
Let the goodness of the Lord.
让神的良善。
Cover you.
来遮盖你。
Forgive you.
能够来饶恕你。
Set you free.
让你真得自由。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Set us free, Lord.
主啊，你让我们得自由。
As parents, Lord, from all the guilt.
在我们特别做父母的，心中有很多内疚之事。
For all the inadequacy in our hearts.
觉得自己对自己的孩子还没有做够的那些事情。
For things that we should have done better.
总觉得我们可以为他们还多做一点。
Father, we receive your goodness.
主啊，我们在接受你给我们的良善。
We forgive ourselves.
我们饶恕我们自己。
We forgive ourselves.
我们饶恕自己。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
You know, if you're a parent today,
如果你今天是那个父母，
forgive yourself.
饶恕你自己。
God is good.
神是好的。
God is good.
是良善的。
He will restore your family.
他会恢复你的家庭。
He will restore you.
他会恢复你。
Because God is good.
因为神是良善的。
Help us to do the right thing, Lord.
主啊，让我们做正确的事。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
主祝福你，主保守你。
The Lord makes His face shine upon you and be gracious.
主必向你扬脸，
给你恩典待你。His countenance to you.
主他的光必光照你。
And will establish you in peace.
会为你奠定平安。In
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
如果你们需要代祷，请到前面来。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
God bless you.
生命。给最爱你耶稣完全